بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I want to wrap up what I was talking about with relation to the Industrial Revolution and the currently the AI revolution that we are in and the challenges that we will face. The biggest challenge that we will face, which we are facing to some extent, will be the challenge to our faith. Challenge to yaqeen and tawakkul on Allah. Challenge to our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what AI will do is to reinforce the power of the creation, the power of the makhluk, by manipulating reality, by virtual reality, by showing us the power of computation, which is what it is, in different ways. And that will diminish, if we allow, in our minds, our faith and yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is one reason, among many reasons, why it is very important to get close to the Qur'an al-Kareem. Because the antidote to this toxin of the greatness of the creation is to connect with the Creator, Jalla Jalalu. AI is a tool. It's a very useful tool. But just because a knife is made of gold, you don't stab yourself with it. It is a tool to be used. But if you get involved with the tool, you forget the tool maker. There have been challenges and there will be challenges. So connect yourself to Allah even more strongly than before. Otherwise you will be ripped out and you will fly away in the wind and the typhoon and the tufan of kufr and shirk like a blade of grass if you don't hold firmly to the rope of Allah. وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. As I mentioned to you, AI will automate and is already automating. Everything which can be automated will be automated. Everything which is repetitive will go away. Everything which a machine can do, the machine will do. But in my assessment, there are 7 critical skills that AI cannot tackle, cannot deal with. And if you want survival, get yourself educated in those skills. The first one is adaptability, the willingness to change, which means the willingness to learn, which means the willingness to get off your high seat and thinking that you are the expert. You're not the expert, you have to learn. And learning means go back to the basics. You have to go and sit in a class with kids. Second one, critical thinking. Critical thinking is not criticizing. Critical thinking is the ability to analyze data. Because one of the biggest problems we have today is we are flooded with data. We don't have too little information, we have too much information. Somebody did an analysis and they said the New York Times, just the one newspaper today, every day, has more information than people had for 1,000 years, 100 years ago. We are flooded with information. Plus, we have social media. And every day I hear stories of the problem of social media. Social media, biggest problem, biggest fitna. So, critical thinking. Third one is the ability to communicate, communicating ability. The ability to talk, not just give speeches. The ability to talk to each other, to convey, to listen. Communication is not only talking, it's listening. Fourth one is emotional intelligence. Now that's a long topic, so I'm not going to discuss that here, but emotional intelligence is different from IQ. Fifth one is conflict resolution. One of the biggest skills, and no AI can solve that, no computer can solve it. It needs human beings. Conflict resolution. Especially in marriages. They're very, very big hurry to get married. And then 6 months later, gone. And if you actually sit down, I sit down, I tell them, wait, take a piece of paper. Now write down on this one side all the reasons you married this woman, or all the reasons you married this man. What did you like about them? So, 1, 2, 3, 4 papers. Then we say, I exchange these two papers. Say, what happened to these? They all disappeared. You were drunk when you were looking at him. What was the story? How come he had all this, now suddenly 6 months later, nothing is there? Eh? Because no ability to resolve conflicts. Small things. And the last one is problem solving. Problem solving. It's not only problem for yourself, but problem solving for others. So start working on these things. Learn these skills. They're not difficult to learn, but you have to apply. You have to go to somebody who can teach you. My brothers and sisters, we are looking at a world which is going to be very, very, very different from whatever you have come from. And like anywhere else, if you adapt, you survive. You don't adapt, you perish. But if you want to go more than survive, if you want to really benefit, if you want to really win in that, then you have to anticipate and prepare in advance. Not when the change comes. Anticipate the change and prepare in advance. Then when the change comes, you are ready. Right? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to what we are facing. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to Himself and His khashiyah and his power, His glory and majesty. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect us to the Quran. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand His kalam, to learn to read it, to love His kalam, because that is the closest that we will come to Allah in this life is through His kalam. The kalam is the sifat of Allah, it's not a created thing. We cannot see Allah, but we can read and listen to His kalam. So learn to love the Quran al-Kareem. Learn the Arabic language. There is no anybody who does not know Arabic language at the level of an expert, native level, and he thinks that he can understand the Quran is fooling himself. You can read, you can understand, you can read some tarjuma, some translation, but if you think you can understand the kalam of Allah without knowing the language, you are fooling yourself. So learn.
English didn't, we didn't come out of our mother's belly speaking English. How come we speak English? Because we learned. So let us learn. Learn the language, connect to the Quran al-Kareem. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take benefit from what He has given us and to thank Him for it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ